Leviticus 18:6, nakedness. I want to talk to you about what the Lord says regarding sexual morality. In the book of Leviticus chapter 18, we see the laws concerning sexual morality. The Bible says in verse 1, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, I am the Lord your God. According to the doings of the land of Egypt where you dwelt, you shall not do. And according to the doings of the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you, you shall not do, nor shall you walk in their ordinances." The Lord is making a distinction between His people and the world. Verse 4, "You shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances, to walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which, if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord." God is saying, if you listen to me, all's going to be well with you. Verse 6, "None of you shall approach anyone who is near of kin to him, to uncover his nakedness. I am the Lord." In other words, no sleeping with your relatives. Verse 7, "The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother, you shall not uncover. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness." A person is not supposed to have sexual relations with their mother or their father. Verse 9, "The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother, whether born at home or elsewhere, their nakedness you shall not uncover." God is banning sexual relationships between siblings. Verse 10, "The nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, their nakedness you shall not uncover, for theirs is your own nakedness." Grandparents are not supposed to uncover their grandchildren in a detestable way. Verse 14, "You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not approach his wife. She is your aunt." Thus, we're seeing the Lord condemn such relationships between the uncle, aunt, and or niece and nephew. Verse 15, "You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness." The daughter or son-in-law is off-limits. Verse 16, "You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness." God is saying to keep your eyes off your brother's wife. Verse 17, "You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, nor shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are near of kin to her. It is wickedness." In other words, a man is not to sleep with a woman and then also sleep with her daughter. Verse 20, "Moreover, you shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife to defile yourself with her. Thou shalt not commit adultery." Verse 21, "And you shall not let any of your descendants pass through the fire to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord." This verse is specifically speaking against abortion. Abortion is horrible in the eyes of the Lord. Verse 22, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." The world says celebrate diversity, but God says that homosexuality is an abomination. Verse 23, "Nor shall you mate with any animal to defile yourself with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is perversion." Look at the epidemic we're facing with AIDS. People having sexual relationships with monkeys is what brought about the disease of AIDS. Verse 24, "Do not defile yourselves with any of these things, for by all these the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you." Check this out, verse 25, "For the land is defiled. Therefore I visit the punishment of its iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants." The Lord is saying that the land is defiled because of all of this abominable sexual activity. Verse 26, "You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nation or any stranger who dwells among you. For all these abominations the men of the land have done, who were before you, and thus the land is defiled, lest the land vomit you out also when you defile it, as it vomited out the nations that were before you." Interesting. The Bible says that the Lord vomited out the nations, or uprooted those nations, because of all of their abominable sexual acts. Verse 29, "For whoever commits any of these abominations, The persons who commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore, you shall keep my ordinance, so that you do not commit any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you do not defile yourselves by them. I am the Lord your God. God does not look lightly upon sexual relationships outside of the marriage covenant. It's time that we go to war against this sexual perversion. We war by loving people and praying to God. Lord, we pray that eyes would be opened to the dangers of sexual sin. We ask that you would forgive us of such sins. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.